It's a very sweet situation
because on the one hand, to be with God is the greatest delight. And ideally speaking, when you go to the responsibility, the same delight should have come to you, ideally speaking. But at the present moment, we are not in that situation. It's a bifurcation. I go quietly to God and I reach Him simply and enjoy the company. But then the responsibility is not aligned with the same sweetness as the company of God. Even that period, return to responsibility. Even if you do not like to return to responsibility. Because there is also a part of the totality of perfection. But this is only a provisional answer, an ordinary answer. There are intensities and intensities. There are some intensities, like Mirabai entered into a company of Sri Krishna, and he told Mirabai that she should be discharging the responsibility of the queen of the kingdom, had no relevance to her. She had reached an intensity of such a nature. So this kind of attitude that I now just now advocated would not be relevant. In ordinary life that we are living now, these two things can be combined in this patient, that is, rest with that sweetness and come back to responsibility and continue like that. But if you have reached a certain state of intensity at a given time, then my proposition will not hold good. There are certain intensities which need to be intensified further, even at the cost of responsibility, so-called responsibility. But whether it is right or wrong, you will know in that state of intensity. So I will not make a rule saying that that alone is the right attitude or this alone is the right attitude. In any case, one thing is very clear, that in a true state of intensity, you should pray to God, please keep me always with you. And keep me always at the right place. Then He will take you to responsibility which is necessary for you. If it is not necessary, He will just carry all the responsibility. There is an example of Samsaku. Samsaku Bai was a great saint in Maharashtra. She used to be in a state of prayer to Sri Krishna so much, and she was a housewife. She could do all the work of cooking, sweeping, everything. And she had a very senior mother-in-law, watching out every time. And she used to go out for fetching water, and there she used to fall into ecstasy. But Sri Krishna Himself used to take the form of Sakobai, and sweeping and doing everything for Sakobai, so that she was not fully in trouble at all. So, in that state of intensity, God takes the responsibilities of your life, and He does everything for you. So that also is a part of the truth of the totality. But for that you have to reach that intensity. So what I said is not true of a state where you have reached that state of intensity. A state is reached where you don't decide at all whether you should do this or you should not do this. You will decide for you. So that no responsibility falls upon you whether you decide rightly or wrongly. You will do what He wants you to do. But until you hit that point, cutting off from one state to the other is quite handy and salutary. Alright.
That means the state of intensity, the possibility can be once, it can be maintained. You don't have to go back to the lower state of the state of responsibility. If you get that.
It's a lower state.
Or at first, but.
It is even better.
But can it be maintained that?
It can be. The intensity of your devotion to God can remain exactly the same even while doing all kinds of activities. That is the perfection that we are looking for, where marriage and action are, and devotion are so synthesized that there is no artificial division at all.
If one tends to stab you in the throat, like you said, you're really kind and not expensive, and you know that you have this sense of feeling for God or for truth or beauty or goodness, but then after a little while it goes away, and then you have your
ordinary activities.
But then it's as if it's not being understood. I don't get this.
So allow this kind of a thing, and without any feeling of any disappointment about it, because the deeper state cannot last long in the lower state of development. So alternate between sunshine and shadow is quite alright for our development. Many ways more artificial remain, even when the intensity is gone, then the hope that we come again immediately, therefore continuing there. Sometimes it can be done, but very often do not try that way. If it has, the intensity has gone away, allow it to pass away. Do your ordinary activities. Then in your inner life you develop intensity in such a way that at will, whenever you want, that intensity will come. At will. Not by pulling it, not by artificially creating it, but whenever you want a certain state of consciousness to become by will. So allow that kind of thing to happen instead of feeling that now you are going up and going down and so on. These decisions will remain until we arrive at a great harmony.
But this makes you more sensitive, more emotional, and more prone to get hurt. If you have to navigate between...
Why do you get hurt? That is a very important question. I do not understand. You have become sensitive because of intensity. And now you come back from that state of intensity in a situation.
That you get more subtle vibrations, you're able to take them in.
Yes.
You
become more tender, you might say, as a result of your intensity. And therefore, anything that happens in the outside world affects you very intensely.
So, how do you cope with it? And don't you carry the power and the strength of intensity?
You can, but if you are not, then this question does arise, and we have to find a remedy for it. Not allow tenderness to be lost. That is the first thing. It is very precious. But there should be developed simultaneously a strength. Without losing tenderness, actually, ideally speaking, one has to become softer than the petals of the flower and harder than the steel. The two things when combined together gives you the right condition of your consciousness. There are people who work very hard in spite of these petals of the truth, courageously. So then to come in a state of tenderness is very difficult. They're having a hard fight, courageous fight, accepting all kinds of difficulties, surmounting difficulties. And in that state to enter into intensity of sensitivity, tenderness, sweetness is very difficult. Having decision to come the other side. But both the things have to be developed. In fact, in our process of integral yoga, we have to burn the candles at both ends. The development of intensity of emotion and to deny this. And the intensity of hardest work requiring greatest courage and strength and good. Both have to be developed. If you can keep a balance between the two, very good. But very often we are not able to do so. So what is predominant in you, allow it to happen. The other things suffer it. The deficiencies, whatever deficiencies you find, endure them for the time being, provisionally. Gradually, by the movement of the two wheels of the chariot, you will arrive at good balance, ultimately. This is a problem of transition, and the transition you cannot have a satisfactory solution. In the transition, you have got to accept a kind of a provisional situation. And provisional solutions are always unsatisfactory one way or the other. So accept that position, that this is provisional situation, and gradually you grow. So for the moment you suffer whatever deficiency exists. Pardon?
What are you doing?
And the bell is in that court.
Again, that every session will not come to your
answer. First of all, I must say that I'm so happy today with all the questions which are so important and the sincerity behind the questions and the purity is so good. I feel very happy. There is much here to be studied. If you like, we can go to the next chapter, the lesson to the supermind. This chapter you have done quite well. And even when we go to the next chapter, we shall have some of referring back again to this chapter. But it will be good to extend now to the next one. If you like, next time we can study this chapter. All right.
How do you guys family
can you keep us the right
concentration?
So he had invaded one day. And then he did it. And this is the next question. You have to solve our problem. All right.